Hi everyone, welcome back to the non-binary show.
It's been way too long.
let's leave it at long.
I feel like it's been about 18 months.
One month there, another month there. Who's counting anyway?
I am.
You know that.
We've been through a lot of shit in 18 months.
I don't think it's because we've been through shit. It's more like been busy.
Life just
at myself, I'm studying and working. Ooh. I'm working a lot.
You are. You work like... I mean, I was just going to say you work 5 days a week, but that's just fucking normal to some people.
5 days, sometimes six, sometimes seven.
Yeah. Because it hardly feels like we have any money.
Well, yeah, because, you know, cost of living and all that.
Guys, if you just heard that little pitter-patter a second ago, that's our dog.
Yeah, we got a dog
we
as
got
well.
A dog. His name is Freddie Furcury.
What else you been up to, Sam?
Trying to be on my own, away from toxic family.
And how did that go?
It's going all right.
It's fine. It's fine. I'm not hurt still. No.
Yeah. So about... God, it's been nearly a year already, hasn't it? Yeah, so around about a year ago, I was slowly trying to cut off my family. And by family, I mean very, very immediate family, like parents. And I was just trying to just keep that distance because they were just... It was just getting more and more difficult to keep that relationship with them, knowing the kind of people that they are and how they've treated me all my fucking life. And then about 9 months ago, there was a remark, a comment that someone made. And I thought, you know what? That's it. I'm fucking done. And I wrote a really long letter, didn't I? And I just went full on in this letter, going into details of all the shit that this particular family member has done. And yeah.
And we don't know if they read it or not.
Yeah, whether they've read it, whether they care. No, absolutely no contact from them at all in about 6 months. Yeah.
Because that's what it was, wasn't it? Like, the caring wasn't there to begin with. And when you stopped contact, it was, what, few calls, few messages, and then no one really asks, like, what's up, what's wrong?
Yeah, nobody really cares to reach out and say, how are you?
Yeah, no one really came out and said, like, oh shit, are you okay? Why are you not talking to us? Yeah. You know, like, no one addressed the fact that you cut contact, which just shows why you should keep contact, really.
So I left the family WhatsApp group and, nobody reached out privately. Yeah, so I thought... Yeah, good to know where we all stand. Yeah, and it's not like anybody in the family like came to back me up or anything about this one member who just basically fucked up my whole childhood.
Yeah.
Why am I trying to keep this a secret? It was my fucking mother. So I wrote a letter to my mother detailing all the little things that have stayed with me through my childhood and beyond that have basically scarred me for this whole time. And yeah, it's not going to seem like it's a big fucking deal, but it really is. Because I've needed on and off, on again, off again, counselling, CBT with multiple professionals over a 10-year period. And I just know the reason why now, because she fucked me up. So, yeah.
Well, that and a couple more reasons.
Yeah. So it started out as, first it started as homophobia, then slowly it was acceptance, wasn't it? Like slightly, sorry, not slowly. And but then there was one comment. Do you want to talk about that?
Which one?
The one that really like said, enough is enough, we have to do something now.
The foreigners.
Yeah. The racist
so,
one.
So if you can't tell by my accent, I'm not from UK. I live in UK. I've been here for almost 8 years now.
Years in August.
Yeah, I came here in 2015 August and been working all this time, paying taxes. I came quote-unquote legally because Brexit hadn't happened yet and I was lucky enough. Well, I don't know if it was lucky, but I didn't have to go through much because we were in the EU. UK was in the EU, so I just came here, started working, all good. And I'm white, so the reason they don't really care that much or comment on it that much when it comes to me was because I was white.
Yeah.
But when all the talks start, the people that come in boats and it's just the immigrants overseas, from overseas, and the whole bad things that are happening now, I wouldn't even. So this was before the new laws about the boat?
Yeah, I think they were still talking about it.
Yeah, yeah. So it was still, was it Liz Truss in the...
I think it might have been like a couple of days before Liz Truss came in.
Oh yeah. Well, basically,
yeah, guys, you remember Liz Truss? That was a that was a fucking ride.
We remember the lettuce.
Oh god, R.I.P. lettuce. It finally died.
Yeah. So basically, what her parents. Well, not parents, really. Not really.
Specifically, my mom.
Specifically, your mom. The topic went onto the immigration somehow. I don't remember. It's been a while. I don't remember exactly how we got onto that.
It's okay.
But basically, they were started talking about immigrants, and I went like just ahem. Hello. It's like no, not you. The other ones. You are like a. You know, your family or whatever, you're not an immigrant.
You're different. We're not talking about you, no.
It's them from overseas that coming in here. God. And I'm like...
It's like, where did you come from?
Yeah, exactly. What? The other thing is, my life wasn't as bad as people who, like, seeking asylum.
Yeah.
You know, refugees who actually like you were running escaping. From war.
It's not like you were running from war, yeah.
War or death or, you know, a lot of things.
Terrorism.
Yeah, exactly. Like, my reasoning was just not good enough for me, but it wasn't as bad as people who actually could die if they stay in their country. And I voiced that for your mom. I did say that. And then she's like, yeah, but how many people can we fit? It's only an island, Mika. And I just like, and that's just...
And I knew we should have gone home at the second she said that. And... I really regret that we didn't go in that moment. Yeah. Instead, we sat there for like another half an hour.
Something
an
like
hour.
That, yeah.
It was really difficult.
To be fair, we were blocked in.
That's true.
Our car was blocked in by the others.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I mean, we could have made a bit of a scene about it. We could have said, hey, can you move your car? We need to leave now.
Yeah. I know. It's, you know, could
have, would've. But we're not the kind of people that like to make scenes. We're not. I mean, we like to talk, like, as though we're petty. No, but we're really not.
I'll tell you this. If you were because this is your mom, and because it's a mom, you grew up with her, and you know, it's different for you than for me.
Yeah.
Like, I can just be like, oh, fuck off.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care for that. I don't care for that kind of talk and leave. But what that do good for you if you're not there yet?
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. It's different because you didn't grow up with her. And
for
I
me,
am like.
She's just. Yeah.
Emotionally bound. It's like...
No, so if I say something like... If I was rude to her and say whatever I think all the time, then she would hate me. She would make your life more miserable than it is. So for me, I just try to be tactical. I was always like just walking on eggshells, basically.
Yeah.
And just agreeing to a lot of things I don't agree with. So I'm on her good side. So you don't get... Because you know how she is. She's that kind of person. She's keeping up appearances.
Oh yeah. She is Hyacinth Bouquet. If you're not in the UK from a certain generation, that reference probably goes straight over your head.
Probably. The problem with your mom.
Ooh, maybe.
Okay.
You might understand that reference.
Okay.
Because the biggest age demographic we have is 35 to 44 years
old. That's crazy. Hello. I'm 30 myself now.
Yeah, you won't fucking shut up about it. You sound like an OAP.
Trust me, I turned 30, my knees fucked up, my legs hurt, my back hurt, my neck.
Anything you're missing is a Zimmer frame.
Sure, missing. Anyway, yeah, so your mom,
yeah,
she likes to keep up appearances.
Mm-hmm.
Hyacinth Bouquet.
So that's how we got onto that.
She would never make me think, like, it slips up sometimes, like with the immigrant and stuff. But to my face, she still wants to seem like she's a very good person, very high class person. So she wouldn't, you know, like even if I do something, she wouldn't still tell me, or, you know, like she wouldn't be too much of an ass to me.
Yeah.
But she would take it out on you. And that's the reason a lot of times I would just not say anything, because I didn't want to ruin whatever relationship you still have.
Yeah.
And unless you say, that's it, we're not talking to that, you know. So
I think we might need to give some context to why she's keeping up appearances in her own house, because that day when she said that, she had extended family visiting, because that morning her sister had died and we had all come over to her house to, like, as a bit of a get together with some family that we hadn't seen for a while. And there were only a few of us. It was my other aunt and a couple of cousins that I hadn't seen in years. And yeah, you'd think she'd be okay letting her guard down, like, in front of...
Yeah, she did. That's why she slipped up that it's only an island, Mika.
Yeah, that's true. Okay.
It's just, yeah, the whole... Sometimes there's no way back. You just have to cut them out. And yeah. And I can tell you, like, I keep asking you that every once in a while. Do you feel better than when you were talking to them?
Yeah.
And you definitely do. Because it's just constantly bringing you down. Just the fact that they're...
What brings me down is thinking that, yeah, it's okay if my mom doesn't speak to me ever again. But my dad and my sister have also not gotten in touch. And I didn't write them a letter. It really was just... my mom for everything. But my dad and my sister, they were enablers.
Yeah, definitely.
They really enabled my mom's remarks, my mom's behavior. And I would sometimes, even when the discussions got heated at some points over the years, I would turn to my dad and say, Dad, can't you back me up on this? Like, because you know you don't feel that way that she does. And he just wouldn't say anything.
Yeah.
Like, he would just always stand by her, even when he disagreed. He would always just kind of edge out the conversation as if he wasn't there in the room, as if it wasn't happening around him. But he can't do that because he's letting it happen. He's enabling it.
Because
and that hurt more sometimes. Like, I'm not sure if this, I would have to go away and properly think about it, but sometimes that the act of not doing it, not interfering, hurt more than the fact that my mom would say anything at all.
But that's the problem with living with a narcissist. She has him, like, if he's misbehaved, he stands up for you, then he won't hear the end of it. Like, you think you think you have it bad, but then he will have it even worse if he stands up for you. Do you know what I mean? Like, if he would have to actually go away from her to be able to stand up. Same with your sister. She would have to cut her out as well to start talking to you again, because now she's just, it's their own little
they're in their
bubble.
Own little bubble. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
And that's the thing with the narcissist.
Even when she left the room, though, let's say we just had an argument and she just refused to listen to reason. And let's say she leaves the room in anger and it is just me and my dad. And I would say, like, why didn't you say anything? Why didn't you help me? And I could, let's say I can feel myself crying as well. I can feel myself crying now.
We said it was not going to happen.
He just wouldn't do anything. I think of something worse now. No. Like, you know, earlier, a minute ago, I just said, you know what the worst part is? But I can think of something even worse. I still love him.
I know. I'm sure he loves you too. But that's the thing, though. He feels because you abandoned her, she made them believe that you just left all of them.
I think we should change the subject. I need to stop crying. Okay, should we read some emails?
Yeah, let's read some emails.
Let's read some emails that were sent to us about a year ago, shall we? We are very, very sorry that we didn't reply, Vinya, but this is us replying now. Yes, you sent us this email on the 31st of March, 2022. Not very late at all. Replying. So, hello, my name is Finja. I'm 14 years old and I'm from Germany. To me, Finja is a neutral name, but slightly female, just like me.
I really like that.
I use the pronouns she, her. My English is not good. Please excuse that.
Oh, don't worry about that.
I found out that I'm non-binary and bisexual. I really
welcome to the club.
Yay! I really wondered when I heard that Germany is in the top 10 listeners' countries. That is why I searched for it a minute ago.
Ah, okay.
So we looked at some countries.
Is it still there?
Let's have a look. Yeah. Germany's number 3.
It's a lot of people from US still.
Oh, US is a very big country. That sounded a bit Trumpy, didn't it?
Just don't build a wall.
At the moment, I am sick and listening to the podcast completely from the beginning. And I was a bit sad when I saw that you don't do the podcast anymore. But not for long!
Yeah,
I hope you're going to be happy to hear this new episode.
Okay.
Any tips for dysphoria, because I am AMAB and I don't have boobs and I really would like to have some and also get rid of my genitals. I also have problems with everyone calling me a boy. Do you also have any coming out tips for school or friends? You can mention me in the podcast if you're doing it still, since no one except one friend knows me by Finya. Your podcast helps me very much to feel better and get to know some aspects of the community. An important theme for the podcast is being queer in schools and how other students react. So we're gonna have to do that.
Can we address slowly then? First thing is the dysphoria bit. I think I'm more, I know more about it than you.
Yeah, definitely.
You barely deal with it.
No, I still like to be feminine.
Like, you like the way you are, but yeah, you don't have any dysphoria. For me, well, I am AFAB, have boobs.
Yeah.
And the way my body distributes fat, I don't like sometimes as well. The way to deal with it is to... Well, it's been a year. Yeah, I don't know how much...
Yeah, we don't know where you are on your journey anymore.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't know how much you actually tried yourself, but I would...
Can I stop you before we say it? Like we did say, at the moment, I am sick. I hope you got better.
That too, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, just try out, just get a bra if you can. Stuff it, because you said you wanted boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah, just try stuffing it. Try getting some clothing that makes you feel better, basically.
Yeah, maybe flatters some of your shape a bit more if you want that feminine look.
Yeah. Just, I feel like start with clothing, see what you like. That's basically what I did.
Yeah.
As I'm more masculine, so I just started wearing more like masculine clothes and started to see which ones look better for me in my eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know how you're going to respond to this, but I think that feminine clothing, there's so much more variety.
How dare you?
Yeah. I think, like, because let's say that you want to wear a dress, but maybe not all in one piece, then you've got skirts. Oh, but maybe the skirt is too long. Well, you've got shorter skirts, you've got mini skirts, and all that. There's so much choice, I'd say. And from my perspective, AFAB, still feminine, looking at masculine clothing, it's just t-shirts, polos, a couple of button-up shirts for work, suit and tie. It's very linear, if you get what I mean. That's what I see, right? And there's always trousers, shorts. It's just basic to me, anyway. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I'm trying to say. I do.
Yeah. But yeah, so to try and look feminine, to get that feminine expression out, you can explore lots of different ways. Maybe you start out with a mini skirt and think, oh, I don't like the way my legs look in that. Well, that's the beauty of having longer skirts that you can buy. You might find that maxi skirts are better because maybe you haven't shaved your legs that day and things like that. Yeah, that again, that's a secret as well. I just wear a lot of trousers. I like wearing skirts, but I can never be bothered to shave my legs, so I just
wear trousers.
Which I
keep telling you that you don't have to.
Yes, but society hasn't got there yet, I'm afraid. I know.
Just pointing out that this person is probably 15 now.
Yeah.
Has been a year.
Yeah.
And a bit. So.
I also have problems with everyone calling me a boy. Again, that might just go away with expression. If you start presenting yourself feminine, eventually people will get the message.
And if it's worth it, you can always correct them.
Or just cut off family. Works for everyone.
So what I do, well, of course, a lot of people still don't understand non-binary.
Oh God, are you going to tell that story that happened?
No, I'm just saying, like, a lot of people still don't understand non-binary.
Yeah.
And they just think, oh, you just came up with something. But if it's worth it and you feel like the person is important to you, at least that's what I do. If it's a rando who I don't care about, I don't bother really explaining or correcting them or you know, because I probably will never see them again.
Yeah.
And I just don't care about their opinions.
Yeah,
so
it just doesn't matter.
Because it used to hurt in the beginning, you know, like, oh, it's not me. I'm not a lady, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now I'm like, yeah, whatever. Like, I don't really care. It's like, you know, when someone calls you mate.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't, whatever.
Mate is a neutral thing anyway.
I know, but
everyone can be a friend.
Some people's like, yo, mate. And you're just like, can I help you? And it's like, oh, sorry. I'm just like, what are you apologizing for?
Oh, God, it's like scam callers when they, like, say they read your name on their spam list.
God.
And they think you're male, so they call you sir. And then they'll hear your voice and they say, oh, sorry, ma'am.
No, that was an insurance company. So my prefix is MX, the thingy. and they don't have it on insurance. So I just picked the first one, basically. I didn't pick it. It was just there. Default, mister. Yeah, and they called me and said, or I called them, whatever. And I was like, and they're like, are we talking to the policy? Can we talk to the policy holder? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. Mister. I'm like, yep. Yeah. They didn't have my, oh, okay. Okay, Mrs. I'm like, just call me Mika, please. Okay, Miss Mika. Oh, can you just call? And then he had an accent. He had an Asian accent, like Indian or something, which is fine. I don't really care. But if you service these kind of countries, you have to learn to be polite without using them words. Without using ma'am, madam, Mrs., miss, sir, whatever. Like, you just need to learn to be a bit, especially if someone asks you not, just call me by my name, like, I'm fine with that. Just need to learn to listen to that. Because he kept calling me miss and I kept correcting him.
Yeah.
And it's just, ugh. Forgot what I was saying.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, the thing that they call her a boy. Just try and correct people that you live with day to day.
Yeah, like, start correcting the people that matter the most to you, more than strangers.
Yeah, because just remember, like, try to, I know it's hard because I've been there as well. Just, you need to try and stand in their perspective, especially older people who weren't exposed to that much.
Yeah.
If you get hurt by everything, like, by every person that calls you a boy, it really hurts you and not anyone else.
So because you let yourself get worked up.
Kinda, yeah. That's the, like, you want the truth to be out there, you know, like, you want the justice and all that, but it's not gonna happen 100%.
Yeah.
And it's okay, because you know who you are. And as long as people closest to you know who you are, that's what matters. And then after that, you can work your way, you know, if you like presenting a bit differently and all that.
I'm going to develop on what you just said,
mm-hmm.
but it's also going to lead into the next thing okay. in her email. Do you also have any coming out tips for school or friends? So when it comes to everyone calling you a boy or you want to change your presentation, it would really help if you told someone in authority at school, a guidance counselor, a pastoral leader, someone in charge of making sure that you feel safe at school. You might not remember from before we did the podcast, but I am a teacher, but I'm not in one particular school because I work in a hub because we teach music. So we have a lot of music teachers, instrumentalists that will just go into lots of different schools in the week. And we really only spend about 20, maybe 30 minutes with one child at a time. And then we never see them again for the whole week. But I want to make that impact whenever I go into a school. So I have pins on my lanyard, I have pride flags and all sorts on my clothes when I go in. And that little thing helps people see that they are safe around me and they can come to me if they ever feel like they can't come to anybody else. And it has worked so much in the last few weeks because I only bought these pins like a month ago and it's already making a difference because we've started a conversation going with some children and it does get difficult, these conversations, but it is making that impact slowly that there are other people that think different things that they're used to. Yeah, so I am one of those people that you can come to in a school. Even though I don't work full time in that school, I am just a visitor for maybe an hour max in your school. But there will be people, there will be teachers or other staff members in your school that set those policies, the anti-bullying, the zero tolerance bullying, all this kind of stuff, how to keep equality, diversity and inclusion, how to encourage that everyone is mindful of that. I'm going to call them woke policies just to shorten all these things. Yeah, there will be teachers that make sure that woke policies stay in place and are maintained.
You wokies make me sick.
Hey, we use woke in the correct sense. We're not Tories.
What is woke? Well, woke is the when someone care for someone else.
No, they don't even know about that. No, it's people who read The Guardian.
Yeah.
I'm looking at you, Jeremy Vine. Yeah.
The guardian reading.
Woke Arati, I think they called us. Like the woke Illuminati. Like we're all trying to infiltrate the government from the inside and all this. No. Anyway, please have the courage to come out to the people who make the change in your school. And then they will let you, that they will help you go through the process to say like, okay, who do you feel comfortable coming out to besides me? Like, I would like to come out to my friends first, or maybe my parents, and they'll take you through it step by step. If they really care about you, they will do this for you. If they don't, then we're here for you.
Also, I would recommend to find a mental health professional as well for support when you get rejected, and to build up the courage to basically not just build up the courage or find support when you get rejected, but for just talking out loud what you feel, what is exactly you feel, so you feel comfortable with yourself.
Yeah.
More as well, because that's very important. When you start coming out, you might get, I know, I have imposter syndrome.
Yeah.
It's a bit different, but like, you might get that too. People might say like, oh, you're just more feminine, but you're not a non-binary. You know, like it might help to find a counselor or just person you can actually talk to and find yourself.
Yeah.
Like properly get deep with yourself while you're still young, because that definitely helps.
Like, we've been quite lucky, because in the last year or so when we've needed counseling, we've been going to an organization that specializes in counseling for LGBT people, and the counselors themselves, they're not necessarily LGBT themselves, but they are there to be impartial. They're there to not judge you and to help you get through whatever you're going through from an LGBT perspective, to always keep that in mind. Because, yeah, you've got problems, but your problems are going to be different than other people who have the same problems because you are gay or trans, whatever. We're quite lucky in that sense.
Mm-hmm. And it's free.
You know what else is free? Social media. Find a community that is going through similar stuff that you are. Might sound a bit boomerish now, but we're still on Facebook. Facebook groups are an amazing place for similar people like us. We're in loads of non-binary, gender-fluid groups.
Even Reddit.
Yeah.
If you don't want to use Facebook, Reddit is more anonymous.
You know more about Reddit than me. I'm still a boomer.
I haven't been on Reddit for a while. I just keep coming back. But yeah, you don't have to really participate too much in them. It's not like Facebook. It's more like someone posts something. It's more anonymous. So you have your username instead of, you know, your... Because on Facebook,
that's
you have
true.
To, yeah, you can just post whatever. You don't have to share your face. You know, it's a bit different. And I feel like the LGBT groups, they are quite friendly.
They're really moderated as well. So if someone goes into one of those groups, one of those r/, am I saying that right? If anybody goes into a subreddit, thank you, I know that word, yes. If anybody homophobic or transphobic tries to like spam one of those subreddits, they'll be very quickly smacked down and get out.
Of
you
course,
don't belong here.
You know, the trolls happen everywhere.
Yeah.
But it's definitely, it's quite a safe place, I would say. Because, yeah, they do have moderators and it's not...
So much better than Twitter. Don't go on Twitter.
Oh, God.
Don't bother with Twitter anymore.
That's a different topic for a different podcast.
Even Instagram can sometimes be a bit Twittery.
And I feel like, see, the platforms that are so big at this point, they're different. So we're talking about groups on Facebook.
Yeah.
That's why I brought up Reddit, because it's more like groups.
Yeah.
Instagram.
Okay,
it's like
true.
More like just a lot of people, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right. We have kind of talked about this, being queer in schools and how other students react. We have kind of touched on that.
Yeah. I hope this helps. I hope we're not too late to tell you things, and I hope it works out.
I hope you're safe.
Yeah.
I hope you're healthy. Yeah.
Okay. Next.
Next email. Right. It's okay. We've only got two. We've just been dormant this whole time, so nobody really knows we're here still. Okay. This next one is from Jay. Jay sent us this New Year's Eve 2022.
So it's just a few months.
Yeah. Yeah. not as too late as Finya. So Jay, in their first sentence in the email, says that they're 11 years old. So they might be 12 now. Might have had a birthday since. Okay. Hi, Mika and Sam. I'm Jay, and in brackets, they do mention their dead name, but it's a dead name. Not going to say it. I am non-binary and I'm 11 years old. Apart from Chance, that episode is my favourite, they say. Chance, hey, how you doing? I listen and re-listen and download all of your episodes. I love your guys' podcast and I would love to share my story with you. So this all really started in fourth grade when I got teased for not knowing what gay was and I got really sad for it. I don't exactly remember how I learned what it means, but I just went along with it during fifth grade. I had a girlfriend, her name was Morgan. We loved each other very much. I'm sorry for the young stuff, I feel way older than I should be. And by fifth grade, oh, okay, so by grade five, brackets, year six, because we do things differently in the UK, we broke up. I was contemplating that night about who I am and what I am, and I decided that I was bisexual. By then, I didn't know what homophobia was, so I went around telling people I was bi. Well, the first person I told was my best friend, Riley. I told him walking out of maths, and he was very supportive. Later that same year, I had a crush on this boy named Peyton. I asked him out, and he said, maybe next year. And I went into a crazy, bad depression, because being the impatient kid I am, I couldn't wait. The end of the year comes round, and I asked him out during the school ceremony, switching from elementary to middle school. And he said, yes. Right now, I'm in year seven, and we're still together, and just recently, a couple of months ago, I became non-binary. I've been questioning my gender since grade 5, brackets year 6, because most of year 6 I was a demi-boy. Welp. I hope I get my story shared on an episode, and I can't wait to listen to it.
That's nice.
It is good you shared your story with us, Jay. I like it. Yeah,
I hope it's still going well for you.
I hope the transition from going to a different school wasn't too difficult for you.
Oh, yeah.
Because obviously if you're used to being around a certain group of people and they're okay with you, and then suddenly summer holidays come around, September, you're in a whole new school and it's just boom, new kids that don't have a clue who you are.
Yeah.
Take one look at you, instant judgment.
Yeah, it can go a few ways. It can be boom, instant judgment, or it can be a good new start.
Yeah,
so it depends. And also, I will take this opportunity to say that no matter in what kind of relationship you are, if you're bi, you're bi. No matter what kind of experience you had, if you are bi, you are still bi. You don't have to go out with everyone to know your sexuality.
Yay! Thanks, babe!
You're welcome.
Yeah, I like that. I like that. I hope you and Peyton are still together, Jay. This is adorable.
It's cute.
I mean, I kind of like it. Like when we watch things like Stranger Things and Heartstopper, when we watch teenagers falling in love, it is kind of cute,
it's
really.
It's cute because, you know, we all been teenagers.
Yeah. And we just kind of wish that we had that experience ourselves, that we were able to be vulnerable in those ways. So thank you very much, Jay. How do you want to finish this?
I don't know.
You're just exhausted now, aren't you? All right, how do we do this then? How do we say goodbye?
Ooh, good night.
Oh god,
what?
I just want to finish it strong, please, babe.
Okay, thank you for listening. And hopefully we'll see you in 2 weeks if we can be arsed.
Yeah, if you want to send an email, I'd be happy to respond to that. Share your stories, share any questions, and we'll be happy to do our best to give advice and things like that.